went to Kailas. At that time, Vaishnavanam Jatha Sambhu, Mahabhagavat. He was telling same sweet pastimes of Krishna from first canto to. And Parvati was hearing. No one heard. And that katha is Amar Katha, transcendental katha. So he was speaking first canto, second canto, third canto, but this is sarga and visarga. This is creation, about creation. So Parvati has no interest for creation. And she slept. But that parrot who was sitting there, he began to do more. What? Kya aur aage kariye, aur aage kariye. So Shankar could not think that my wife has slept. So he go on doing. When 10th canto was finished, she woke up and told, "Oh Prabhu, I was slept hearing 2nd and 3rd canto. I could not have interest in that, and I saw. So please repeat it. I will carefully hear." Then Shankar told in mind, "Who has heard? Who am I doing again? What? Like this? Or aage kahiye? Or aage kahiye? Who was hunkari kon far raha tha? Hunkari kon far raha tha? Mane? Kon? उनका कोई प्रॉपर वर्ड नहीं है इंग्लिश हैज नो प्रॉपर वर्ड्स सो शंकर बिगन टू लुक हियर वेयर एंड ही सॉ इन द ग्रोव्स ऑफ ब्रांचेस लीव्स ग्रीन और ए ग्रीन पैरट वाज देयर ही वाज हियरिंग he has heard. And then he took his trigons and followed him. This parrot, to save himself, he flew from there and direct he went to Badrikashram, where Vyasdev and his wife Bhitika Devi were there. Shankar followed. If we will go, it will take more than 2-3 months from Kailas to about 6 months it may take. But in direct, when he flew away, only 1-3 miles. Very soon he reached there. And Vyasdev was telling to his wife same Bhagavat Katha, and she was hearing. Very great, interesting, and his mouth was open. So that parrot went in the mouth and the womb of Bhitika, the wife of. And then for 16 years, he was in the womb. When they passed, they were told, "Who are you? Why not coming from womb? You must come. Don't give any problem to your mother." Mother has pain for 16 years. So please come out. And then from home world, some voice came, "I cannot come." When anyone take Maya from this world, illusory Maya, then I can go. That they told, "I can do. So I am taking this Maya for a moment, you should come. I don't have any trust in you." On whom trust? On Krishna. Then he meditated Krishna, and Krishna came and told, "Oh boy, you should come out. I am taking my Maya for a moment. In the moment, you should come." And telling this, he became out of sight, and this parrot, as a man, human form, he came down. And at once he ran. That was following him. Oh, from there, when he went some distance, oh, some demi goddess Aspara,
angels,
naked, they are playing in a pond and taking ball. When this naked ball, very handsome, beautiful young, his body was very charming, but naked, no bones, very young, attractive. So, and his hands were ajanulambita, very long. Oh, this nose, very beautiful. Everything. So when he was crossing that pond, oh, Aspara is still playing and taking ball. But when Vyasadeva, old person, having white hairs and this, and not naked, he had wrapped some cloth, and when he went there, then they become sinful, and they come, they took their cloth, and for the distance, they did pranam to Vyas. Then Vyas became very astonished and asked them, "Oh, my daughter's daughter, like nephew, my granddaughters, my son very young, very attractive, and he passed naked, and you could not have any shame for that, and I am your grandfather, more than that, I have taken my claws, I am an old person, but why you took your claws and you did me pranam?" Then they told, "You are asking us that you are women, but your son, nothing, he thinks no difference between man and woman or anyone trees. Everywhere he sees Krishna, nothing else. In our heart he thinks his worshipable Krishna is there, always observed. So we are nothing shame from your young son, but from you we have shame." But this is Sukadeva Goswami. There are so many stories of Sukadeva Goswami. So I will say now what Sukadeva Goswami told, how a soul can be happy, you. Savai Kunsa. Oh, when Shankar came, "Have you seen any parrot coming here?" Shankar, "Yes, I have seen." Vyasadeva told, "Yes, I have seen." "So where is that?" "Oh, but I am asking you, why you are searching that parrot?" "Told, I will kill him." "Why?" "He has heard Srimad Bhagavat Amrit Katha." "Oh, what is the fruit of this, hearing this Hari Katha?" "That all will be ajar amar, all be immortal. That if that parrot has heard and he has become immortal, then how can you kill or think?" Then Shankar began to laugh and he returned back. That only 25% should hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Those who have some Shraddha, strong belief in Srimad Bhagavatam, that by this attachment, all kinds of attachment will surely go away and Uttama Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti will come.
So I know someone asked me, we are distributing Bhagavatam everywhere,
Oh, yes, should speak. They are in notion. If anyone, knowingly and for discussion, they are hearing, we should not tell Harikatha. Those who are in opposition of Srimad Bhagavatam, but they like to hear to cut the argument of Srimad Bhagavatam. There are so many. Even in India, there are so many political leaders. They have read Srimad Bhagavat Ramayana. Why? Not for bhakti. To criticize our Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyas, Krishna, and all. So, for them, this is not true.